You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Today was a big day, certainly for a company by the name of We Buy Cars. They finally listed on the JSE today, and we are going to reflect on the first day of trading with the company's CEO, Faan van der Walt. Good evening, Faan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the first day, first full day of trading. Take me through just the day, the roller coaster of emotions and everything you felt blowing the horn at the JSE and everything from there.
Hi, Jimmy, and good evening to all the listeners. Yes, it certainly was a roller coaster indeed. I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited. Got to the JSE very early this morning to make sure that we are ready and not late, because traffic can be a nightmare on the way to the stock exchange. But yeah, they are so professional, and we had a very good welcoming. We were also surprised that our Deputy Minister of Finance, Dr. David Masondo, was also present, which was fantastic. And we had brief introductions. They explained to us what the share price looks like and how it works. And then after a few speeches, at 9 o'clock, trading was opened, and immediately the stock started trading at just around 20 Rand, and later it went up a bit. So I guess we could not have asked for a better day.
Faan, leading up to this, I think yesterday it was, we got a SENS announcement from you and the team saying that we sort of had an indicative price around 18 Rand 75. And you mentioned, of course, that we did start the day trading at 20 Rand. When you were at the JSE and we're sitting at 20 Rand and the share price starts trading, was there a fear inside somewhere that said we could go down to 18 Rand, the market could not like what we're bringing to the table, the share price could not do so well? Or was it just a situation where you guys had been through months of running the numbers and you were fairly confident that it would be a good day?
It's not something that I'm accustomed to, you know. This is the very first company that we've ever listed, so it is certainly uncharted territory for us. But we had great experts guiding us along the way, including PSG Capital and Palidus Capital, who were our transaction advisors. And obviously you would have fears that, you know, the appetite might not be there considering the macroeconomic circumstances. But at the same time, you know, our philosophy, now being a publicly traded company, would be to absolutely build long-term shareholder value. And we're certainly not going to be one of those companies where you walk into the door and you see an electronic display of the share price right now. Our decisions and our thinking will always be to create long-term value.
Faan, speaking of creating that long-term value, what lies ahead for the business now? You've gotten such a monumental thing out of the way. Listing is always a dreadful scenario to plan for and to work around. And this is a big, big moment for you and for the team. Where do we go from here?
Certainly a lot of hard work that's gone into this. So everybody needs recognition for the hard work they've put into this, especially our finance team, who's been working day and night to make this a possibility. Glad that we have now reached this point. And looking ahead, we will certainly just continue to do what we've been doing all along, and that's to focus on our core competencies and to grow this business. We firmly believe that our best years are yet to come. There's huge scope for growth within the South African landscape. We'll just continue refining our recipe, market our product, and deliver exemplary customer service. And that's how we will grow. Naturally, that also includes geographical expansion within South Africa, for which we have a rollout plan.
Faan, what does this mean for the relationship We Buy Cars has going forward with Transaction Capital? I mean, obviously coming out of another business has strings attached. There's relationships that were built. There's agreements that may have been in place. What does this now mean for We Buy Cars as a standalone business and as a standalone company against what is now another listed company in the form of Transaction Capital?
Correct. Yeah. We have great respect for the individuals there. We have good relationships with them. As far as contracts are concerned, there aren't any. As far as any financial obligations are concerned, there aren't any. So we in the true sense of the word now, a loan standing business with a healthy balance sheet, conservatively geared. So we're ready to take on this new challenge. And yes, we don't really have any working relationship with Transaction Capital.
Fawn, let's look at that healthy balance sheet you speak of. You touched on something around expansion plans and a rollout plan that you and the team have outlined. But from a balance sheet perspective, what are the core areas that you're going to be focusing on or that might be concerning for you and the team at this stage? Obviously, with all of the macro factors that are at play, some of the things are beyond your control. And you said you, at the moment, are conservatively geared. How are you going to be strengthening that balance sheet now that it's a listed company and there's a whole lot of eyes that are going to be firmly on the business?
Yeah. Look, we are a very cash generative business. During the years, Transaction Capital was part of us. Our dividend policy was based on a 2x cover, which means you pay out half your profits in the form of dividends. Once our new board convenes, we will probably decide to change that, and it's also been communicated in our pre-listing statement that we, as a growing company, see that a dividend policy of around 25% to 33% is more in line with our thinking to have enough capital in the business so that you can fund your own growth without getting into too much debt. So right now, if you look, for instance, at our property portfolio, at historic cost, sitting at around R1 billion and probably worth now around R1.5 billion. The total debt in there is sitting somewhere between R700 and R750 million. And then when it comes to stock, it's a very similar scenario where we're sitting with just over R2 billion worth of stock, and the working capital required for that, you know, in the form of debt is less than half of that. So yeah, I can sleep at night and I'd love to keep it that way. That being said, you know, we do require capital for many of our projects, like new facilities that we plan to build into the future. We would love to expand and enlarge many of our existing facilities and build a few new ones in towns where we are not represented yet.
Fawn, what is your message to an international investor, a local investor, a retail investor out there that's saying, do you know what? I want to believe in the We Buy Cars story. I want to see that expansion come through. I want to see them in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years trading at R100 a share or trading higher than that.
Look, it would be foolish to give financial advice.
Of course.
But if history is anything to go by, it'll tell you that We Buy Cars has doubled when Transaction Capital came along 4 years ago. We were trading around 7,000 vehicles per month. And right now we're sitting at around 14,000. So the growth has been exceptional and we will continue on that same path. And by doing that, we will continue to gain market share. And then further to that, and you know, we're also investing heavily in technology and just in enhancing the service offering that we have, which makes it really hard for anyone else to compete.
Well, once again, congratulations on a successful listing and trading day. We wish you all of the best for you and your team going forward. And I look forward to catching up when we reflect on annual results, because that's going to be a new thing as well. We'll leave it at that, Fawn. That's Fawn van der Walt, who is the CEO of We Buy Cars, reflecting on the first listing day today, or the first trading day since listing this morning.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.